On the last report, I detailed the Witte's huge reimagining, but any look at the future is made more interesting by looking at the past. I spoke with Witte President and CEO Maurice McDermott about the museum's history.
The Witte Museum was founded in 1926 on city property, where this is Brackenridge Park, as the third entrance of Brackenridge Park, actually. It was Mayor Tobin who chose this property. Mr. Alfred Witte left $75,000 as a bequest in 1925, and then the mayor, Mayor Tobin, matched that with $75,000 and chose this property for the Witte Museum.
$150,000 doesn't sound like much these days, but that sum in 1926 dollars would be more than $1 million in 2014. The area's history doesn't just go back a century or two, though.
Very thrilling to know that, in fact, the 1719 Acequia Madre and the Diversion Dam were here. They were here and used for 300 years on this property that's now the Witte Museum. Now that we know exactly where it was, we're creating a feature that will show what it would have looked like over that time, both the Diversion Dam and also the Acequia Madre. And that Diversion Dam came across the bend of the river, down through our property right near the bald cypress trees, down through what is now Broadway, and straight shot down to the Alamo. So some people call it the Alamo Acequia.
What's now a busy street was once a life-giving flow of water. The Acequia Madre routed water from the San Antonio River, which runs a meandering parallel to Broadway on Witte's west side, for irrigation by farmers.
The key to an acequia is using a source of gravity and using the force of the water that comes around the bend. And remember that the headwaters is right up here, so this is very bountiful artesian springs here, and then the bend. So to use that force of the water and funneling it into a diversion dam and then out, and then a straight shot, that's the key, right? Straight shot down to the Alamo, as opposed to our beautiful windy river that looks like a serpent.
Witte history is fascinating, and it's also ongoing. The history they're looking to create soon is still being conceived. The Phase 3 portion of the museum redesign will build their only platinum LEED certified building.
It's going to be the Center for Rivers and Aquifers, so that'll be really fun to be able to put a live roof and so on that.
A live roof? What's a live roof?
A live roof is plants on the top of a rooftop. We actually will have a small live roof in Phase 2 on top of a little storage area we have. We will have a live roof, but we'd love to have live roof everywhere, but we can't.
The Center for Rivers and Aquifers' purpose will be to explain in detail the role and value of water in South Texas. The changes the Witte is going through are not superficial, and therefore will take quite a while and be fairly disruptive.
The temporary entrance for 2 years will be at the H-E-B Body Adventure, that Frost Bank Gate on the riverside.
That eventual new entrance will still be on the Broadway side, but further north than the current one. As to when that big change happens, soon.
The front part of the main building will be closed September 2nd. And then we'd really like to reopen the main building 2 years later. So that would be in the end of 2016 or probably early 2017.
The second big portion of the construction is the Mays Family Center.
Mays Family Center, we're hoping, will be about a year, and we'll start construction in January and open it the next winter sometime. Very exciting times.
We've more on the redesign of the Witte at tpr.org. I'll keep you updated as the changes happen. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.